Judy Lewis, executive director of the FMCT, is with us. Judy, some big, big news. So we knew that there was a project on the horizon, but now we've actually got some great details towards a new space for FMCT. Now, we should really be just calling this another space for FMCT because you've done such a great job engaging all of these other spots.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it truly has become the Fargo-Moorhead Community Theater.
Yes, that was the goal. And it is really exciting to get to be downtown for, I mean, we're set up thanks to Kilbourne for the next 70 years. It's going to be incredible.
I know. It's just great. What a great partnership. And of course, that was what you had been seeking for so many years since the old building had its structural failure.
Absolutely.
And I know it took a long time to come to the final conclusion of like, it's time to look at something new. And there were a lot of growing pains that went with that.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker. I have had to chuckle a little bit as I've read on social media. Several people have said, I'm so excited about the parking. Because as we know, our space in the park was fantastic. But there was no parking.
Oh, if you ever tried to get out of that parking lot after the ice had hit, like you could go backwards a couple of feet, you know, before you regain traction. Okay, so tell us about what this new space is going to look like, what FMCT is going to be able to do once they have a new home.
Everything. It is so perfect. When we spoke with Schuler and Shook, they're a group that specializes in theater and making theaters perfect. And they are so excited about it. Like every time we talk about it, they just kind of get all giggly because it's such a perfect space. It's going to be a place where young people and older people, but brand new people to technical theater can learn all about how to make theater happen, how the magic works. So we're really excited about that.
Education, I know, has been a huge passion of yours.
Absolutely.
And we've seen it just skyrocket with the things that FMCT offers round, which I think is amazing. And when I was, you know, checking out some of the plans, I'm like, well, clearly Judy said we need these educational spaces because I've taken classes in the hallway, like at FMCT, right? And
right?
So not that I didn't have an absolute blast there, but now you're very intentional about having these spaces where people can come and learn.
Absolutely, because we have to be growing all the time. And I think we were just talking a minute ago about how cold it is here for so much of the year that theater is a great winter sport.
Yeah, it really is.
Right? So we've got to grow. We got to learn, all of us, whether we're 3 years old or we're 103 years old.
So what's the new space going to look like?
It is almost 40,000 square feet of perfection.
Holy moly.
I know, right? And we'll have a little podcasting studio in there. So you'll have to come over and do some cool things and teach some classes, please.
You got it.
Put that on the table. And some improv classes right there on the stage and a huge rehearsal studio that is exactly the same size as the main stages, so that dancing can happen on there and dinner theater can happen in there.
That's kind of unheard of.
It's very cool.
You know, so like while one show is going on, you can be getting the next one ready to go.
Absolutely. And the acoustics are so good. We've been working with a group called Van Klassen, and they, you know, because we're building it right downtown and pretty close to a railroad.
Mm-hmm.
So all state-of-the-art sound mitigation. So you would be able to have a show going on in the rehearsal studio and one happening on the main stage and not be bothered by each other. I know. Boy, do I have plans.
Yeah. Holy moly.
Yeah.
I suppose the grand plan here is that there should never be a night where you don't have something going on, whether it's a rehearsal, something open to the public. And you've done something that a lot of times we don't hear about when someone finally fundraises and does all this work to get this brand new space, which is, let's share it. Let's all take part in enjoying the space.
Yeah, I've been meeting with arts leaders all over town. I want NDSU to have a place where they can recruit students from outside of this state to come because the facility is so good that those kids will want to perform on that stage. And just recently we did Junie B. Jones, and in order to get just the Fargo Public Schools able to see it, the ones who wanted to come out to see the show, we had to do it 20 times.
Holy moly.
Exactly. That's a lot of times.
It is.
Especially if you're the one acting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we'll be able to cut a lot of the amount of repetition that we have to do to put our season up. We'll be able to cut that in half. And that will create a lot more days and a lot more time on the calendar to share our space.
For example, right? So take take Miracle on 34th Street, right?
Yep.
So you do a show like that and you're sold out by, yep, you know, week one.
Yep.
And all of a sudden it's like, well, we got to add some more performances, yeah, because you've got not only members, I'm sure, who are reaching out, yep, saying, I waited just a smidge too long, yeah, it looks like. But you've got the general public who are saying, I've heard great things about this show, but I can't get a ticket to it. Yeah. So by having a bigger space, by being able to sell more tickets, you can now host multiple events during December rather than just, you know, your Christmas show.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It's a great idea.
To be able to come and see something else too. Yeah, we had to do that show 17 times, and that's taxing just on all the people, mm-hmm, involved. So to be able to really serve and give all of our patrons a chance to see the shows that they want to see and to see other shows as well, I'm excited about.
I'm sure you've probably already talked to Emily Beck at some point, but yep, the Fargo Film Festival, yeah, like this would, mm-hmm, open up a third screen, which is a massive, massive deal to being able 100%. To make that festival even bigger.
Exclamation point, yes.
Right?
Absolutely. We'll, mm-hmm, be doing that. And I haven't said this out loud to too many people, so here I am saying it right now, but it has been my dream since I moved here to have a Fringe Festival, a theater Fringe Festival in town. And there is no reason. There's so much theater here that is so, I mean, the quality is so high, so many creators, and that I'd love to be able to be a little bridge to help make that happen.
Well, it's a great way to insource as well, too, mm-hmm, to get those, you know, people who are in the Minneapolis Fringe, Chicago,
yes,
you know, even in Scotland,
yep,
and get them to say, listen, we're going to come to Fargo for our, you know, an out of town run,
yep,
right?
Absolutely.
We want to come and be a part of those things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the amount of money that this is going to bring into downtown, yeah, I don't think people really fully realize yet that
they
you're
don't.
Filling restaurants and bars and people are shopping and you're filling, yeah, the parking ramps. Yeah. And so,
yeah,
this
all
is a great
day, every
work.
Day. I mean, actors come. If you have anywhere from 10 to 30 actors in a show every single day, you know how those artsy people are. They like to go out together right
they
after.
Do.
It's
yep.
happening all the time, every single day, 7 days a week.
Judy, this is so exciting. Where can people find some more information if they are interested in looking at this? And I'm sure that there's still some fundraising opportunities as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. If somebody wants their name on that blade sign right on top of that building, give me a call.
Great.
Or send
yes.
me an email, Judy. @fmct.org, please. We could use your help.
And then just a quick update too, you've got an amazing show running right now.
Yeah,
we talked
sure
about
do.
Right here. Oh. I'm going on Sunday, very
Yay!
Excited about it. And coming up, you've got Rent, you've got your summer educational series going
yes.
on.
Yep.
There's a lot happening. And so if you've never been a part of a theater show, listen, you don't have to immediately jump on stage. You could yeah. usher.
Absolutely.
There's lots of volunteer opportunities out there. And then once you get the bug in you, you can hop on stage and find
That's
your spotlight.
Right.
You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely. It's for everybody.
I love that.
Yeah.
FMCT.org. It's a one-stop shop. It's tickets. It's upcoming events, everything like that. And, of course, you can find out more about this brand new theater that's going to be coming to downtown Fargo.
Did we talk about timing? Did we
no.
talk about, like,
oh, gosh.
What is...
How did we get this yeah, far like, talking?
I know,
how,
right?
Yeah, let's talk
so
about...
11 months, the cold, dark shell will be built. So that's just, like, when it's cement and not very cute. But then we'll be able to, like, give tours and things and take people inside and show them around and what will be. And then it will be another year after that. And then theater will be happening in that new building.
So you're saying 2026.
Is that right? 2 years.
Is that
yeah.
Well,
now?
Yeah, it's 2024 uh-huh. now.
Oh, that sounds yeah. so far away. But it really isn't.
It really isn't, though.
It's
it really
blink.
Isn't. By 2025, yeah. you're giving tours. By 2026, you're open. I mean, yeah. it's, yeah.
And
it.
Let me put you on the spot. Are you still intending on doing
yes.
a Christmas Carol that first year?
100% yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. I've been talking to actors and making sure that if they want to reprise that role, you know, the kids can't because they're bigger, but the kids can be in it if they want
sure,
to.
Sure, yeah.
Of course.
If you get people to drop out, now they've actually fit some of those roles,
That's
right?
That's right. That's right.
That's, I mean, that is so incredibly cool, and
yeah.
we'll continue to play, you know, that version of A Christmas Carol. Maybe we'll come and record a new one
yes,
while we're at it,
that,
right?
I would
and then
love
we
that.
Could do, like, we could swap it every year. I just love the relationship that we've been able to have
yeah,
with the FMCT. And
it means so much to us. Thank
well,
you.
Thank you. It's
yeah.
been a real treasure, and gosh, we're so excited for you.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and thanks for coming in and sharing all the good news with us.
All right. Thanks
okay.
so much.
We'll come take a tour next year.
Yes, you
11
will.
Months.
Woo!
11
Count
months. Judy Lewis with FMCT here on KFGO.